On WBAI, your window to the world. My name is Robert Knight. The phone number here is area code 212-209-2900, and you are on the air.
Robert, tonight has been such a wake-up call to really what's happening in Vienna. And I'd like very much to have a copy of this program.
I would love for you to have it. I think it's important for us to be as well armed with information as the military is with weapons.
Absolutely.
Can you drop me a note and just remind me of this conversation? And I'll just shoot it right out to you.
All right. Now, I'll address it to you.
Yes.
Robert
Knight, WBAI, 120 Wall Street.
Yes.
New York 10005.
All right. And that song. Song
de Vieques.
Yeah. Fantastic.
You truly were listening.
Yeah.
Thank you for listening.
Thank you so much.
Mm-hmm.
For the research that's gone on in this program.
That's what we try to do.
Fantastic. Congratulations on just hanging
it. Well, you know, it's not me. You're the really courageous one because you're learning.
All right.
Yeah.
All right. Okay, thank you.
See you in the morning.
Good night.
This is Earthwatch. You're on the air. Oops. You are on the air.
Hello, Robert. How you doing?
Good.
Hey. I'd like to give you something. Just enjoy your enjoy you keeping me up late at night. But I want to give you something about a gentleman by the name of Boyd Graves. You ever heard of him?
No, I haven't.
Okay. Yeah, this is... I'll just read this first sentence because it's just so absolutely devastating. And I've done a little research with this myself. I had a sister who was a microbiologist. And I must say, first off, that this isn't about Vieques, but it's part of the military, industrial, pharmaceutical, blah, 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 blah. And dealing with a pandemic in particular about AIDS. And he just got denied from the Supreme Court about his case. But and they made no comment about it, and so when they really want to bury something, they don't say anything or reason why. And when they refuse to hear the crux of it, but anyway, here's the first sentence. In 1977, a secret federal virus program produced 15,000 gallons of AIDS, and I got about 30 pages. All kinds of information I've taken off his website.
Why don't you drop me a letter about that here at the station and give me a chance to peruse it more appropriately?
What I was going to do is give you all 30 pages. I was going to put it in your mailbox. I was just going to stop by.
Great. I look forward to that. Leave how to reach you.
Yeah, I'll leave that too. And just for anybody who's listening, you can check out his website. It's www.boydgraves.com, and it's a very healthy website, and I encourage all to really check it out and take it to anybody who knows more than you do about viruses.
All right. Thank you. This is Earthwatch. You're on the air.
Oh, hi, Robert.
Hey.
Hi, how you doing? This is Fatma from the Bronx.
Hello, Fatma.
Yeah, hi. I wanted to ask you a question, and I hope it doesn't change anyone's mood. The question is, when Miss Lead take over, was she not just a general? My question is, when did she become a general manager?
She herself corrected the misstatement of her title when she was interviewed either yesterday or today during the afternoon, and she did say that the word interim is still in her title as interim general manager, not general manager. You can't believe everything you hear on the radio these days. You're on the air. Go ahead.
George Saul.
Whoa. Oh, too loud. You're on the air. Whoa. Hello.
Hello.
Hey.
How you doing, Robert?
Good.
Didn't want to get off the track with Vieques, but... I'm glad that some changes are being made, hopefully. But I wanted to comment on the report to the listener, because I've been listening to this in pieces the last several days, and trying to bite my tongue. I don't call in very often, about maybe once a year, but I've been supporting the station up until this... I don't know what to call it, nonsense has begun and shifted my support over to Juan Gonzalez's suggestions to support the Pacifica campaign. But my name is Michael, by the way.
By the way, we do not require people to give their names when they call in. It's a, this is not a schoolroom.
Well,
you don't have to feel compelled to do that.
Well, I guess I've been listening to...
You've been trained.
I've been trained by Utrice very well, yeah. It's interesting that with all the prim and properness that's being put out and this business of the proper etiquette and the choice of the $50 words and all the rest of it, I must... ascertain my proper place in calling up that I have to realize that I'm a mere supporter, and I have to listen to how I am only supporting the station, and that I don't have very much to say about the case. And this is none of my business to know what's actually going on. Why is it? And I need to. I've been trying to get on to ask this woman this question. Why is it that she would replace someone as dynamic as Grandpa Lewis with someone as rude as Clayton Riley.
Okay, all right. I see that you have a lot to say, but we do not have the time to say it all tonight because I can tell this is going to be a long conversation if we touch every point of it.
Yeah,
you understand what I'm saying.
Sorry for that, but maybe I could.
No, I'm not. I'm not trying to censor you. I'm just saying that I have not myself listened to the to very much or all of the current conversations that are taking place in the afternoon. So I do not have a full assessment of it at this point in time. I think my instincts and feelings about many things are quite clear.
Yes,
and
they are.
I don't feel the need to belabor that at this particular moment. But I really do suggest that not only do you call if the interim general manager is on tomorrow, because I could only speculate. The horse's mouth is a better source.
Yeah, well,
and also, during the day, call 209-2800 and ask to speak with her directly. Okay?
Oh, thank you for that suggestion.
All right.
Have a good night.
You too.
Bye-bye.
This is Earthwatch, and you're on the air. Whoa. Sometimes around here, I feel like a temptation in a Milli Vanilli world. You're on the air.
George Soros is an asshole.
Oh, get out of here. You're on the air.
Hello, Robert.
Yes.
Yes. Concerning Viejas, not only is the current population of that country being ravaged and butchered by America, also, what also has to be considered are the devastating effects of the radiation, or the potentially devastating effects of the of radiation on the environment that's going to come back to haunt people, you know, who will be alive at, you know, 20 years down the road.
Yes, absolutely.
You agree with that?
Yes, of
Thank
course.
You. Thank you.
Uranium, heavy metals.
Yeah.
The poisoning of the ocean base.
Yeah, that's not even being...
There are tanks and modules down there that are seeping, killing the coral. The parachutes they use with the flares and the bombs are killing the coral.
Huh.
And it is a travesty. You know, a culebra is barely recovering from, you know, Culebra up until 1972, I think, was the Vieques of the earlier day.
Uh-huh.
And and as for the submarines go, somebody described the, you know, there's a parallel between the bombing they do above ground and under the water. They test fire torpedoes. They have sensor arrays of microphones. There's a major corporation that I'm investigating right now that has a contract for $11 million a year to do underwater what they're doing above the surface. And Vieques
is turning over in her grave, I'm sure, if she's dead.
Vieques is the attendant booth at a parking lot for submarines.
Mm-hmm.
And, well, thanks for the comment.
Windows on the World.
Oh,
I had an experience with Windows on the World several years ago on a Thanksgiving when I decided to treat myself every Thanksgiving, you know, with a fabulous meal at a fabulous restaurant. And I went to Windows on the World, made a reservation by phone, was assured I would have a table at the window, et cetera, and everything would be fine. And I went there. I did not have a table at the window. I complained. They couldn't move me because it was overcrowded. The food was like cardboard, and that was my first and my last essay into Thanksgiving outgoing meals. I do not like restaurants, period, you know, no matter what color or stripe or what have you. Do not. Thank you very much. Good night.
Okay. And I hope you don't, you didn't carry your cell phone. You're on the air.
Oh, Robert.
Yes.
Hi. Let me turn down my radio. Listen, how do you spell team?
How do I spell
T-E-A-M, but there's no I in team, right? No, and what I've been hearing, and when I'm listening to you, Treese, sounds like I.
All right. So these are things you should discuss with her.
Okay.
Because I don't want to get shot for personal attack.
I understand.
Okay.
But hang in there. time. It's like the ticking. It's like the hourglass, I guess.
Thanks for the etymology. This is Earthwatch. You're on the air.
Am I?
Yes, you are.
Okay. I've been listening to you, Teresa, also, and she remarked, yes, I think, well, maybe 2 days ago, that one of her idols is William Buckley. And I said to myself, that accounts for her speech patterns, because I know many people from Trinidad, and nobody I know talks the way she does. I think she's trying to emulate William Buckley in form and content.
All right.
I really believe that that's what's motivating her. That he's, well, first she says he was a Catholic,
well,
and he's a Catholic, and that accounts for her admiration.
Okay. Thank you for the comment.
Thank you.
This is Earthwatch, and you're on the air.
Yeah. I just want to mention, I don't know if you mentioned, I heard it before, that...
Wait a minute. I'm beginning to get irritated. You cannot be telling me that Utrice has a show that's higher rated than Earthwatch.
No,
why
no.
are all these people talking about Utrice?
No, this ain't about Utrice.
Earthwatch has definitely got to have stronger ratings.
I may have heard it on Earthwatch, but I just want you were mentioning about the submarine and the microphones and all and experiments they were doing, and it was something I heard about that some of the problems with these whales beaching themselves and all. Was it due to the sound experience?
Indeed. One of the things that is being, if I could just roughly and hopefully not too incorrectly interpret what's going on, is they are sending out sonic waves at various frequencies designed to carry thermally through different layers of the ocean under different circumstances as sort of an active sonar on the ocean bed. And indeed, it probably drives the smarter creatures. The dolphins and whales crazy.
Yeah. All right, no, that was, I just wanted to. I don't. I probably heard it on your show. Or,
yes. In fact, we discussed that with Mr. Craven, John Pena Craven, who developed who was the chief scientist for the Special Projects Office of the Navy, and who was the chief, I guess, intellect in the development of the Polaris nuclear submarine. Nuclear missile system.
All right.
We'll revisit that. We'll talk about that
right.
some more.
And thanks a lot. And you got a great show. And, you know, keep it up. Keep on. Everybody who keep it on, keep it on. All right?
Okay.
All right, thanks.
Bye. This is Earthwatch, and you're on the air. You're on the air.
Yes, good morning, Robert.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I would appreciate you're so good. That to criticize when you do the phone number, you did say 0 once.
That is so old. You're on the air. Oh, gosh. You're on the air. Ooh. Sometimes it's better to speak colloquially than it is imperiously. You're on the air.
Hey, Robert, I'll try not to speak imperiously. Just wanted to say, great show, first of all. The Windows on the World thing had me laughing out loud. But I wanted
to... Yeah, I had to call the maitre d'.
It's those cell phones, they'll get you every time. But I wanted to ask you a hypothetical question, if I may, since asking about reality can be dangerous these days. I was wondering, hypothetically, if an award-winning radio producer was injured by some equipment in the radio station in which he works, and then he was asked to... pay for any damage that was caused to the equipment, to the faulty equipment that injured him, how would you see that working itself out? Hypothetically speaking, of course.
Well, if I was a minister operating out of Chicago, I'd say that it's better to mitigate than to litigate. In this... unjudgmentable situation. That's all I have to say about that.
This is Earthwatch. You're on the air.
Good morning, Robin.
Hey.
How are you, sir?
I'm good, I think.
Good. And I was just wondering, did you watch a TV show this morning?
Which one?
It came on about 10 o'clock, Channel 34.
No. I hear that's a very popular show,
oh,
but
yes,
I didn't happen to see it today.
Oh, yeah.
When is that, and what channel?
Oh, it was on Channel 34. And I called and brought up your name, you know, and they seemed to enjoy your, you know. you're fighting a battle there, as they put it.
Well, all I'll say right now is I feel like a temptation.
Yeah.
In a Milli Vanilli world. I'll see you later.
Okay, take care, Robert.
This is Earthwatch. You're on the air.
Hi, Robert. I just want to say we love you and hang in there.
Okay. Well, thank you. This is Earthwatch. You're on the air.
Okay, I have something to read to all of you. It's called Land of Oppression. Land of oppression filled with despair. Does anybody care? And the people cry while they watch their nation die. They will win their victory one day, pushing the military forces far away. They will push back the boulders of oppression. I hope it won't be long before they sing their victory song. That's for the land of Vieques.
That's very beautiful.
Thank you.
Thank you. Wow, that was really sweet. I'm going to take a musical moment to savor that. This is Earthwatch. Some of the music we played earlier, particularly the song Bird Girl on a Cell Phone, was performed by a group called The Eels. Here's another song that they perform. I kind of like their sound and sentiment. Take a listen. Good advice for any and all. Don't take any wooden nickels when you sell your soul. That's just about it for this edition of Earthwatch. I'd like to thank all the callers. You've been brilliant. And especially the lady who called who is becoming dangerously informed over the issue of Vieques, because we're sometimes able to take part in the release of hazardous information. This is Earthwatch. I'm Robert Knight. You're tuned to WBAI New York, Pacifica Radio, where there may soon be a Ford in your past. See you next week. If you want to be in touch, you can email rknight, R-K-N-I-T-H-T, at escape.com. rknight at escape.com. Right here at BI 120 Wall Street, New York 5. It's really urgent, 209-2997. See you next week for the reunion of the Temptations in this Milli Vanilli world. I'm at your best, and I would be a liar. Everything good in the world tonight. Well, broken dreams.
tuned to listener-sponsored non-commercial WBAI in New York, 99.5 FM.
The executed God, to honor Christ crucified in the land of the lockdown and the home of the executioner, rise up. I'm Frederick Giebold. Join us Friday, June the 22nd at 7 p.m. on 99.5 FM, commercial-free WBAI in New York City, and meet the executed God.
So, Miss Richards, do you remember the first time you tried cocaine?
I don't remember exactly. Oh, yeah. It was at night. She offered me a line of blow.
You want some blow?
Well, I'd never done it before, just pot, but that night I felt like going farther. Why not?
Yeah, why not? Now tell me, when did it start to be a regular thing?
Well, I began to do it during the week. How about you and me? Next Tuesday for dinner?
Had you ever done drugs at work?
No, not at this point, but later. I had some coke the other day at work, you know. It was Friday for the weekend, and, well, work was so much easier.
Oh, really? I did that too last week. Hey, why not? To make the day nicer. It isn't like her.
Yeah, that's whack. That's a cold you.
When did you realize you had become addicted to coke?
I woke up that day. David?
Yes, Amy?
You have some coke? I couldn't get any yesterday, and I thought it would work. I don't remember how it started, but I wish it never did.
Don't kid yourself. Remember that pot, cocaine, heroin, and crack, they all take you places. The morgue.
Vision, dreams of passion. And all the while I think of you. A very strange reaction. The more I see, the more I do. Baby,
telling your body to come along, but white lies flow away.
Blow, rock, blow. Ticket to ride, white line highway. Tell all your friends they can go my way. Pay your toll, sell your soul. Pound for pound, cost more than gold. The longer you stay, the more you pay. My white lines go a long way. Either up your nose or through your vein. With nothing to gain except killing your brain.
Well, I'd never done it before, just pot, but that night I felt like going farther. Why not?
Yeah, why not?
Now tell me, when did it start to be a regular thing?
Well, I began to do it during the week. How about you and me? DJ for dinner?
With 24 kilos, he's out on bail and out of jail, and that's the way it goes.
I mean, why not? To make the day nicer. It isn't like heroin.
Yeah, that's whack. That stuff kills you.
When did you realize you had become addicted to cocaine?
I woke up that day. Thoroughly respected. The money gets divided. The women get excited. Now I'm broke and it's no joke. It's hot as hell to fight. Don't fight!
Hot, cocaine, heroin, and crack. They all take you places. The morgue.
Get higher, baby. Get higher, girl. Get higher, baby. Come on.
White light.
Vision dreams of passion. While I think of you, a very strange reaction. The more I see, the more I do. Baby,
Grandmaster Flash. I'm Paul D'Arienzo with Miss Joe Marie Moosey.
Hello.
Hi. We were listening to White Lines, Don't Do It, intermixed with the anti-drug public service announcement.
Cut.
I know. Where has this been playing? I've heard this a few times, and I've been very curious where it came from. And I didn't bring the Ibogaine cart, which is actually a really cool cart. I'll have to play that next week. But we're listening to Grandmaster Flash. This is Let 'Em Talk, and we're going to continue to listen to Grandmaster Flash and the Furious Five.
Fun, baby.
Sorry about that. Here we go.
rocking that beat from across the street. Beat Street is a lesson too, because you can't let the street beat you. Well, a picture can express 1,000 words to describe all the beauty of life you give. And if the world was yours to do over, I know you'd paint a better place to live, where the colors would swirl and the boys and girls can grow in peace and harmony, and where murals stand on walls so grand as far as the eyes are able to see. I never knew art till I saw your face, and there'll never be one to take your place, cause each and every time you touch a spray paint can, Michelangelo's soul controls your hands, then serenades of blue and red, and the beauty of the rainbow fills your head, crescendo colors playing tune. Man, why oh why you have to die so soon? Ashes to ashes and dust to dust, where the good die young and all die must, cause that life must live, death must die, and the tears shall fall from the living eye. The tears not fall for the state of mind of the beautiful lady that you left behind, in love and alone, but now you're dead, and she still can't get you out of her head. More tears fall for all you've done, trying to be a good father to your only son, but now who's gonna make sure that he's fed, put a shirt on his back and a roof overhead. Tell me who's gonna dream the impossible dreams of the beautiful cities and the island schemes, when your work of art brought into being all that the ghetto stopped you from seeing. Bones on the sidewalk, garbage in the street, abandoned buildings, bricks and concrete. The ladies on the corner are selling that body, and everybody wants to park in that party. I'm hanging out tough, rocking late at night, running wild in the town of the neon lights, to either play some ball or stand in the hall. You gotta make something out of nothing at all. I'm sitting in the classroom learning the rules, and it says you can't do graffiti in school. They can't be wrong in the hollowed hall, so my notebook turns into a brick wall. The heart of a lion and the courage of three, in the mind of a man who's wiser than me. You're the soul of the brother who won't come back, who died in my arms under railroad tracks, cause I'm born in the rat race looking for my own space. It gotta be a better place for you and me. There's pie in the sky and an eye for an eye. Some people gotta die just to be free. So what did you find? You find just us under the unemployment line. You find just us sweating from dawn to dusk. There's no justice, just us. Still life urban masterpiece. Your chain mark for getting on chains and walls. $1 million gift only God released. And yet you got killed for nothing at all. So after this, there'll be no more hard times, no more bad times, and no more pain. No more chump chains, none of that bull. Just movie museums in the Hall of Fame. So all you hip hop, get on up and let's take it to the top, where we belong. In the age of the Beat Street wave is here. Everybody, let's sing along. Now come on and say ho,
ho,
say ho,
ho.
It's to let me know I'm rocking the microphone. Everybody say Ramon,
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 Ramon.
A newspaper, birds in the sand, and the headlines say man destroys man. Extra, extra, read all the bad news on the wall. Everybody would lose. The rise and fall, the last great empire. The sound of the whole world caught on fire. The ruthless struggles, the desperate gambles, the game that left the whole world in shambles. The cheats, the lies, the alibis, and the foolish attempts to conquer the skies. Lost in space, and what is it worth? The president just forgot about Earth. Spending all time being, and maybe even trillions. The cause of weapons ran in the zillions. The soul in the street, and the diamond under feet. And the children in Africa don't even eat. They're living like mice, and the houses even make the ghetto look nice. The water tastes funny, it's forever too sunny, and they work all month and don't make no money. A fight for power, a nuclear shower, a people shop out in the darkest hour. The sight unseen and voices unheard, and finally the bomb gets the last word. Christian killed Buddha and German killed Jews, and everybody's bodies are used and abused. Ha! Minds are poisoned and souls are polluted. Superiority complex is deep-rooted. Addictions and license, and people got righteous. Egomaniacs control the self-righteous. Nothing is sacred and nothing is pure, so the revelation of death is our cure. Hitler and Caesar, Custer and Reagan, Napoleon, Castro, Mussolini and Fagin, Genghis Khan in the jaw of Iran. Men stood the blood of the weaker man. The people's in terror, the leaders made the error, and now they can't even look in the mirror. The peace gotta suffer while things get rougher, and that's the reason why we got to get tougher. So learn from the past and work for the future, and don't be a slave to no computer, cause the children of man inherit the land, and the future of the world is in your hands. So just throw your hands in the air and wave them like you just don't care. And if you believe that your future, scream it out and say, oh yeah!
Oh yeah!
Oh yeah!
Oh yeah!
Yeah!
I slide around town with my ragtop down. Things change by themselves, I got no hope on it, so I got a 30-06 with the scope on it. In the end, and I'm gonna win. I busted you with the lights out, fool, here I come again. Duck or get stuck, be down and you will love it. Then I straight kick the door off the cover, then I jumped in with the Mossberg pumped in. Everybody recognized the beauty of my red skin, because my people sent Lightfoot to represent, because they knew I'd make a stand in this rap shit. So let me get smile one time and recognize that I'm doing fine this time. Kick me when I'm down, then I'ma be right back. Get up, stand up, and I'ma have to fight back. Fuck a treaty, my people are needy. A tear's in my eye, the tomahawk slide. Fuck a treaty, the white man's greedy. A tear's in my eye, the tomahawk slide. I think I came up with a solution, and the answer is revolution. I think I came up with a solution, and the answer is revolution. I'm a member of a dying breed, and if they dust me, I can't even plant my seed. I'm having visions every night of an eagle getting shot down while he's in flight. And I know it's got meaning, so I'm scheming. I'ma fight till I die or till I stop dreaming. But it seems like crime pays, and it's hard getting through to these kids nowadays. And I don't see no more pride or understanding of why all the natives died. So I'm recruiting like Huey Newton, except for the Indians, I'ma start shooting. And if I made a stand, would you stand beside me? And if they came to get me, would you hide me? It's a tribulation and a trial. I'm a fool with the gun, so they still call me hostile. Fuck a treaty, my people are needy. A tear's in my eye, the tomahawk's fly. Fuck a treaty, the white man's greedy. A tear's in my eye, the tomahawk's fly. I think I came up with a solution, and the answer is revolution. I think I came up with a solution, and the answer is revolution. I got a gun, but I don't have to use it. I'm like Geronimo, but fight with my music. There's no reservation that I ain't rock. And people seem to listen when you're holding the Glock. So, do I got your attention? Can I mention all the tension and 45 flinching? Violence got my people in silence. Afraid to speak, so they're keeping us weak. In 1988, Lightfoot crept in. Took it out to L.A., then G-Spot stepped in. And we got a little life in 96, so I'm proud to say that they put me in the mix. It's happening just the way I planned it. Took a little something, then I expanded into a whole nother episode. And when I'm done with this clip, I'ma have to reload. Fight that. Fuck a treaty, my people are needy. A tear's in my eye, the tomahawk's fly. Fuck a treaty, the white man's greedy. A tear's in my eye, the tomahawk's fly. I think I came up with a solution, and the answer is revolution. I think I came up with a solution, and the answer is revolution.
Jeep, I wanna wax you, baby. Remind me of my bank account. I wanna spend you, babe. That's from You Remind Me of Something by R. Kelly. The song is smooth, with a funky bottom and a sexy lead vocalist. Why does it grit my teeth every time I hear it? Well, it's not because I'm, as one of my sons put it, an old man who just can't interpret the young whippersnappers. That said, I must admit I'm more at home with R&B, with the soft significance of an Anita Baker or even Brownstone, singers like Sade and, yes y'all, Whitney. I also enjoy much of rap for its vitality, its rawness, its irreverence, and its creativity. Rap is an authentic descendant of a people with ancient African oral traditions, from griots who sang praise songs to their kings, to bluesmen who transmuted their pain into art. For a generation born into America's chilling waters of discontent, into the 1970s and 80s, into periods of denial, cutbacks, and emergent white supremacy, one must understand how love songs sound false and discordant, out of tune with their gritty survivalist realities. When their mothers and fathers were teenagers,
Curtis Mayfield sang, "We're winners, and never let anybody say that you can't make it, 'cause some people's mind is in your way. We're moving on up." Earth, Wind, and Fire, in exquisite harmony, "Keep Your Head to the Sky." And Bob Marley and the Wailers thundered over rolling bass line. "Get up, stand up, stand up for your rights." The hip-hop generation came into consciousness on Tina Turner's "What's Love Got to Do with It?" or an egocentric mix that glorified materialism, like Run DMC's "My Adidas" about a pair of sneakers, or Houdini's "Friends, How No One Can Be Trusted." Their parents grew up in the midst of hope and black liberation's consciousness. The youth grew up in a milieu of dog-eat-dogism, of America's retreat from its promises, of Reaganism and white right-wing resurgence. In that sense, rap's harshness merely reflects a harsher reality of lives lived amidst broken promises. How could it be otherwise? At its heart, though, rap is a multi-billion dollar business permeating America's commercial culture and influencing millions of minds. It is that all-American corporationism that transforms rap's grittiness into the gutter of materialism. A woman, a living being, reminds a man of a thing, a car. That, to me, is more perverse than the much-criticized bitches and hoes comments. This is especially objectionable when one notes that in America, in the last century, in the eyes of the law, blacks were property, chattel, things, like wagons owned by whites. That a black man, some three generations later, could sing that a black woman, his God-given mate, his female self, could remind me of my Jeep amazes me. This isn't, nor could it be, a condemnation of rap. The late Tupac Shakur's "Dear Mama" and "Keep Your Head Up" are shining examples of artistic expressions of loving oneness with one's family and people. Creative, moving, loving, funky, angry, and real are that late young man's works, as is a fair amount of the genre. Like any art form in America, it is also a business with the influences of the marketplace impacting upon its production. The more conscious its artists, the more conscious the art. Keep Your Head Up. From Death Row, this is Mumia Abu-Jamal.